following podcast contains adult themes and languages and is suitable for mature audiences only. Hashtag long live the champ and the podcast.
That still counts as the moment of silence. No, we're recording.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Everybody's standing so still. Jesse, stop staring at me like that.
Yeah.
Round one. Round two.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay, stop it.
You started.
Welcome to Podzilla After Dark. It's 1985 AD. I want to send a special thank you to the champ from CCW, Brandon Barbwire, for that lovely intro. Thank you, champ. He left to not buy Ace a milkshake.
Yep. Can confirm was here.
He owes me one on Saturday.
Can't confirm did leave.
Yes.
Yes. Also, the cords are all mixed up here. The colors aren't in the right order as normal. It's throwing me off, but it's fine.
I'm sorry.
We're going to make it work. We'll make it a tradition, and then we'll make it work. Here's the
color goes in the microphone, baby.
Yeah, but usually red's number one.
I'm always messing.
Yeah. Here's your panel for tonight, by the way, for the second week in a row, actually. Down at the end of the table is my good friend.
I hear some arguing happened the other day.
Jesse Kimball. Right?
Shannon and I are good friends.
Even after
Tuesday's show, like, it's going to take a whole lot more than that to separate me and Shannon.
That's true. I mean, we were good by the
end of the episode.
5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. When you're really good friends with someone, when you really care about someone, it's amazing how quickly you can go from I want to tear your fucking head off to, so what's up?
I mean, that's usually a good sign, you know?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, it's been said on the show before, like, I think it was Asa that said me and Shannon are probably the closest to brothers in the Podzilla 1985 network.
And sometimes brothers fight, and then
they
sometimes
do.
Brothers got a hug, you know?
That's
it just
right.
depends on how it goes. But yeah, there's never been I don't think there's been anybody that's been on this show that's gotten an argument and wasn't fine almost immediately after.
I can think of one.
The same one I'm thinking of?
Probably.
Big one letter?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move past it. Wait, not T though, right?
No.
Okay. Other guy.
Yeah.
Next to us is Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Who, not to name names, but just got a major promotion.
Yes, in my daytime job.
In her normal life. Congratulations.
I'm terrified, but it'll be fine.
It's a big thing. You're going to make a lot more money.
That's the important part.
That's the only part.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
And to my left, making a grand return this week, Little 50.
Yeah. Yes.
Fitty.
I'm so
fitty.
Happy.
Little fitty.
You got to get the accent in there.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
It's like saying salt and pepper. It's not right.
Salt and pepper. Would you like some salt and pepper?
Well, are you talking about the seasonings or the group?
The group.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, with the Spice Girls.
Oh no.
No.
we could call it like the down home cooking tour. The Spice Girls, salt and pepper. That's it.
That's all I got.
that's really all there is. But let me know if the nickname sticks. I don't have one.
The Spice Boys.
And I came up with
from
Little
Dragon
Fitty.
Ball. Well, you got Little Fitty.
Spice Boys from Little Dragon Fitty. Ball.
I had one for Jesse. I had a nickname for you the other day. I really did. And I thought, oh, that was the coolest nickname. Jesse's gonna love it. And I forgot it.
Good job.
Plum forgot it.
Good job.
Because I actually in my life the closest thing I've ever had to a nickname is JK. Like that's
JK,
I mean,
Lawlings.
I guess technically Mandy's a nickname, but it's
true.
Not a cool
name. Well, what's that a nickname of?
It's really
what's your actual name? I'm so sorry.
It's
Shannon.
She doesn't want to say that on the air. She doesn't want that out.
And I'm not going to say it either because I'm not getting slapped.
But for those out there listening that's not sure, yeah, it is short for another name. It's a nickname in the same way that I can't think of like any short, like any abbreviated
calling
name.
Calling William Jacob. Bill.
There you go.
Nah.
And May's not my real middle name either. Motherfuckers.
Jeez. All right, but how do you get Dick from Richard?
I've always wondered
Rick,
that.
Okay, actually, I looked this up. It's a British thing.
I was hoping someone was just going to go buy him a drink.
It's the same thing with like how
okay.
Bill for William, Bob for Robert, and yeah, Dick for Richard. It's I don't remember where in Britain that it came from, but basically, yeah, they would shorten the name and change the first letter. Like, that's just, and they would change it to B's and D's.
I'm pretty sure Dick for Richard was the name of Double H's, grade school marching, insert joke here. You get the joke? Okay.
Yeah, I get the joke.
All right. Lindsay, you okay?
I'll be right back.
Well, Lindsay's out.
Yeah, that's
coughing
like I said,
all the way to the bathroom.
It's because she didn't have a drink.
Yeah, Bill, Bob, Dick, and I think there's one more, but I can't think of what it would be. Yeah, those are all from, like, that's all, like, the same naming scheme.
What would you shorten Madison down to?
Like,
Maddie.
Maddie's so stupid.
Oh, my niece's name is Maddie.
My friend's names are Maddie.
Matt Sin is Maddie.
That's true. It's I call also- him Maddie. Yeah.
What about,
But
Patrick.
That's Matty. Like,
Patty Cakes?
Patty Cakes!
Patty Cakes.
He's not listening.
No, he's not, but I always feel like he, part of him hates that name whenever I call him that.
Yeah. Oh, he hated that name for sure. I remember hearing him say how much he hated that nickname.
Nike.
Because I do call him that occasionally, because he calls me Detective all the time.
Whose nickname?
Patty Cakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
His, gamer tag was always, like, Nike PK.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say Patty Cakes, and he would say Detective. Like, I wasn't responding to Detective with Patty Cakes. It was the other way around. And I don't, like,
I'm Shannon Young, by the way.
No, you're not.
Well, I didn't introduce myself. What if the people don't know?
Huh. Good point. I never thought about that way.
So you guys missed a fun thing we just did, and this is going to be posted. This isn't our first official video on YouTube.
I will try to get it done tonight. I'm not making any promises at this point.
But here's what we did. I know you guys aren't. Now, Mandy, you're actually pretty involved with CCW.
That I am.
As the photographer for yes. CCW. Jesse's been to a show.
That's true.
And knows some of the guys from there.
Also true.
We had Brandon Barbwire and Jeff Odell in here to hash out their differences over what happened with Matt Hardy. And this isn't a wrestling story. This is a story of, okay, this was Shannon trying to organize a video event and knows nothing about video. Knows nothing about how to set it up. And I basically, Brandon messaged me and said, here's what I want to do. Can we do that? And just wanting to be cool. I'm like, yeah, we can do that. I'm sure I can figure this out eventually. So then I wait until the day of because I don't do anything ahead of
time.
Yeah,
it would have been nice to know this like before, like 2 hours before it was going to happen.
So we get everybody here, me, Lindsay, Calvin, and Asa. And Calvin.
Thank God Calvin was here.
Thank God Calvin was here because he had his lighting equipment. Although we have lighting equipment in the back. Yeah. From the YouTube stuff, but Calvin was ready to go. I mean, he had his lighting equipment up.
And especially because I haven't used lighting equipment since like 2005.
And I've never used it. I've used a flashlight.
That's not the same.
I use lighting for photography, like when I took a photography class in college.
That's what I'm talking about. My film and video classes is the last time I used lighting.
Yep.
But so we do this, we sit down to tape it, and Jeff Odell and Brandon Barbwire are so good at their job. They're so good at talking. And they're railing on each other, and we do a run through, kind of just a couple minutes, just to test it, see how it looks on the video. So we do that, and then we go for the second try, and we start talking. I've done two intros at this point, and I do the intro, and they tell me it's really good. And as I'm talking, and I turn to Jeff, Lindsay starts cracking up. She goes, "You're gonna hate me. I hit the photo button instead of video."
True story.
Motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
I told you, I haven't done video in years other than me just putzing around on my tablet.
So
well, you guys should call me next time.
So like take four.
I know, right?
We do it again, and then Jeff messes up the name of the show. So we gotta do it again. And I look at Asa and I'm like, Asa, do you remember that time we did Nerd Up? And we did that. We did the same goddamn segment four times.
I have that
the
recorded,
gooch.
Actually, by the way.
Gooch.
Oh. She was also
your conversation with Asa, I have recorded on there.
It was a good conversation, but it was a lot of fun.
That's
going to go
up. Reels.
Uh-huh.
That's going to go up on the Podzilla YouTube pretty soon. So look forward to that. It was fun. I'd like to do more video stuff. I'm kind of excited about it. The only thing I don't like is when we recorded it. So it looked good. The frame was good. The lighting was good. But there was this one thing right in the middle of it that just threw the whole thing off.
You.
Me.
I this, know that's what you're going to say.
This gigantic, grotesque monster.
No.
That looks like a sweat hog.
No.
That's sitting
like a sweat hog.
Right in the middle of these two glorious bastards.
Well, and next time we'll get you some guy liner and doll you up beforehand,
just
okay?
Make, just
we'll
get you a stool to put, like, you just kneel down on the stool.
And make sure the lights are hitting me so, like, I look like an angel.
We should just Photoshop your head on me. Because I'm like the darkest
person. That would be terrifying.
You'd look like a bobblehead.
Because I'm so tiny.
And we could call us Shannity.
Shannity.
That's not a
shit. No, it'd be Little Shannon.
Little Shannon. Little S.
Little Hunted.
So that's going to be fun and exciting. Stay tuned to that. What do you guys got? Anything? What's happening?
Going back to like the videos and stuff, I told Jesse, like, we should have recorded those cartwheels we did after the show last time.
To
with people and be like,
no.
We're ridiculous. Look at the fun shit.
My arm still hurts.
Well, my favorite stuff, like, I was looking through, one of my memories was from Tanner Thursday, like last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a picture of me, Tanner, and Lindsay at, Domino's. And I took a picture of us and I used that as the intro pic. And like, I was like, that's cool. I like stuff like that. You know, yeah. It feels so personal, you know?
And that's true. Yeah. I told him we should get, you know, draw more people in, show her like personable human. And hang out.
That's why we
and,
have the cast like, pics on the page.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
See that we're real human beings.
We're not robots. So but someone still seems to think I'm an alien.
Mm-hmm. Because that ass is out of this world.
Oh! That was too smooth.
Right there.
I kind of walked into that.
A little bit.
No, I'm not going to do it anymore. I would have nailed that cartwheel last week, by the way, if not for... I
we would have been outside.
Yeah, I was literally afraid I was going to kick one of these beams here
instead
in the floor.
Instead, you almost broke it.
I almost broke the
this is the one of the stations here at the studio.
Just to be fair, I nailed my cartwheel.
I fell on my butt.
I wonder
butt.
Why.
Lindsay did fall on her butt.
Yeah, and I laid on the floor laughing for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think my favorite part was when she fell down and me and Jess were like, all right, we'll help you up. She's like,
no.
And she's just slow on the ground.
She's just like shaking her head, just laughing like, no, don't, please.
I don't think you attempted one, did you, Jesse?
No. No, I expressly mentioned that flexibility has never been my thing.
Yeah.
Nor it, like.
Jesse grabs and throws.
I am very fast. But I'm not agile. I'm more of a run through than a run around.
For some reason, I just pictured him throwing me to you.
We fastball special.
We can easily do that.
Yeah.
Who was it that we were trading around like of currency at that one day where we were passing her back and forth to different?
Krista.
Was it Krista?
Yeah, it was Krista.
We were just passing her around.
That's
to different
not fun.
People.
I've had that happen before in a swimming pool. I was like a human volleyball. It was not fun.
I don't like swimming pools because you pick me up in swimming pools.
I know, it's so much fun. When else can I actually lift you?
Literally, well,
never.
Zero gravity.
Yeah, I mean,
well, yeah, but I don't have that as an option, and I'm a wuss.
I don't like it when people try to lift me. It makes me real nervous.
I know
yeah, like
feeling.
When Bob tries to lift you.
Yeah, I don't like when people like pick me up and try to pick me up and start bending their back, because I'm like, well, you're going to break your back. Your back's going to snap in half.
It's like, please stop.
Yeah.
I can pick you up straight up.
You and Bob, I think, are the only two people that could pick me up.
I think Tanner can't he?
Yeah, but Tanner.
No, Tanner failed.
Did he
really?
Because
yeah.
Tanner's a gigantic man.
Because I know, like, I tried picking up Tanner and I couldn't do it. Like, I
got Tanner up a little bit and that's probably where I got the goddamn hernia.
Like, well, I couldn't get a good grip on him because Tanner's a big man.
Yeah.
And
people
I mean,
think me and Jesse are big. Tanner is, and I'm not trying to insult Tanner. Like,
no.
Tanner's just a
he's
mountain
real
of a man.
Tall.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
super
like,
tall.
Tanner, yeah. Tanner's got like, what, 3-4 inches
he's
on
he's like a tree.
Yeah. And yeah, he's, yeah, I couldn't get a good grip on him on top of that. Like, he's so much taller than me.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to that.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
So yeah, like I couldn't find a good angle or was not able to pick him up.
One of the worst parts about having this hernia is my inability. I try not to pick people up.
But you want to.
But I want to because I like picking people up. It's
fun.
Yeah. Because I pick. You
like expressing your strength.
I do because I mean Mandy, I could probably just put in the palm of my hand, lift one
seriously.
Arm.
Seriously.
Well, I mean, we used to have, like, whenever we would have parties and stuff like that, that was always the fun thing to do when Jesse was drunk. Yes. Everybody was like, let's jump on Jesse. So, like, there was one time where I had Mandy, Krista, and I think Carrie jumped on me too. And I was just walking around with all three of them. And then, like, there would be times where I would just be, like, leaning up against something, and Mandy would just jump on my arm and hang from it for a second.
So yeah. Mandy wanted to be a monkey.
Yes. Remember that one day we were in here, and I was really, really tired, and I went to go, Jesse, carry me, and I tried to run, and I failed at jumping and just into his back so hard. I completely missed the jump and just smack.
She got a running start, and as she was running, she was just like, she's like, I heard her running, and then I heard her say, Jesse, carry me. And yeah, she didn't jump at all. It was
just face forward.
I lost all of my energy in that small 3-foot sprint, and I just, bam.
And I was like, oh no, that sounded uncomfortable for her.
I'm pretty sure, like, we were at the back door, and whoever's at the register heard it. Like, is how bad it was. Yes, Jesse's good for just jump on his back and you're good. He doesn't even stumble. He's all right.
He's a big, strong guy.
That was actually, I don't know if she still listens to the show or not. I know she used to. Sonia Allen, now I guess Thurman, maybe not anymore.
It's Allen. Yeah, it's
okay, back to Allen. Okay. Yeah, Sonia Allen, back when she used to be part of the Friends group, that was her favorite game to play ever. And it didn't matter whether she was sober or not. She wanted to try and sneak up on me and jump on me in such a way that it would make me move. But the thing about Sonia is she's a hair lighter than Mandy, but I don't think she's any heavier. So I'm like, I have had backpacks that are heavier than both of you.
Yeah, she's, I've only, met her like twice, I think, three times. And every time she comes in, it's like we've been friends forever. I see her once a year.
She's super friendly.
She's super nice. She was in the Placeholders band, which I still have their CD because her and Johnny Thurman signed it for me back in the old days. I was going to use some of their music as the intros for the show and then just never got around to it because I'm so lazy.
You're also very forgetful, to be fair.
I already did.
And then fun fact about Sonya, the way I know her, I mentioned my buddy Trevor Camp pretty frequently on the show, and I know he listens. Hi, Trevor.
Trevor.
That's actually how I know Sonya.
Trevor, you're dead wrong about Trump.
What?
That's it. That's all I'll say.
Anyway, yeah, Trevor and Sonya used to date, so that's, yeah.
The loopity loop.
Yeah, it's a small world.
I used to date people. I still do, but I used to.
You used to, too.
I can't. So we came to the show blind today. I don't really have a topic, per se.
It's never stopped us before.
It hasn't. But if there's one thing that, like, what is the one thing that you guys have been paying attention to this week that you can't stop watching?
Okay. Actually, I got a great one for this because me and Mandy have just been watching these.
Wait, let me guess. Right. Let me guess. Give me a hint.
It's part of that terrible React channel.
Never mind. Don't watch it. Is it like kids react to things that we know?
Do you know 90s cartoons? Do you know 80s music? Do you know 2000s anime?
Because I don't like a lot of their reacts. Like the only one of their react videos that I actually liked was like old people playing Grand Theft Auto. That one was
that
pretty
was
kind funny.
Of hilarious.
But I haven't really watched any of the other like react stuff. The ones I like are the Do You Know?
Yes.
So they get kids like the ones that I like the most. Are like the do teens know stuff from the 90s and 2000s? Mm-hmm. And because first, like, it always makes me feel really old because I think, like, oh,
everybody knows that
these are grown individuals that were toddlers in the 2000s.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm watching these things, and you know, I'm watching them try to guess cartoons, TV shows, and music from the 90s and 2000s.
Which we all clearly know.
Right.
Yes. And we had Stephen Bright over. Like, we just came from Andrews. And it was
Podzilla 1985 contributor.
Yes.
Stephen Bright.
The youngest member, I'm guessing.
Yes.
No, Allie.
Ethan? Allie is younger.
Allie's the youngest of the group.
Yeah, forgot about that. And Ethan's younger than Stephen.
Look at you go, Stephen.
Yeah. Look at you, Stephen. You're not the baby. Because and you don't have lupus.
Hilariously.
I'll never forget for that Sonic X moment, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget.
Because I think Stephen was born in 94. Is that right?
I think
94.
He's like 2 years older
that
than
about right.
Something like that. Okay, so yeah, Stephen was born in 94. And a lot of his reactions to music from the 90s and 2000s were the same as the teenagers that were born up to 6 years after Steven.
Huh.
Yeah.
And so, because I feel like he has no excuse for not knowing a lot of the 2000 songs.
Well, that's like Dalton. My God, you can't talk to Dalton about anything from like, remember in the toy show? When we're talking about, what was it, Strawberry Shortcake, something like that? Uh-huh. He's like, I have no idea what that stuff is. Like, what? I'm sorry. I know what Casablanca is.
Yeah. I wasn't alive when it was made.
Yeah.
Right.
I know Elvis.
Yeah.
And motherfucker, it's called culture.
Because a lot of the stuff from the 90s it's stuff that was syndicated by the time I was watching it. Or I was watching reruns.
Aww.
So, like.
Yeah.
It's possible that I would understand the 90s for these kids. Because, they were born, like, I think the oldest one was born in 1998. That they had on the show.
Yeah.
So I understand them not knowing the 90s stuff because, you know, maybe they didn't catch the reruns or maybe they weren't airing
maybe
reruns.
Maybe their household wasn't watching
that
it.
Too. But the 2000 stuff that they were playing, because they weren't finding obscure stuff.
Yeah.
Like, no, they always play popular things. Like even the anime one. Yeah. I could name every single one of those.
Yep, I did.
I might not have watched them, but
the only
I could
one
still
that
name
I didn't
them.
Know was the Oran Host Club.
I love Host Club.
Oh, God.
I've never watched that.
It's so good.
There are a lot of things, though, that just they transcend time that people just know. Like I said, Casablanca. Yeah. We all know Casablanca. Twilight Zone. Like, none of us were alive when the Twilight Zone originally aired, but we all know what it is. So anytime I hear someone go like, you play like Backstreet Boys or something, there's like, what is that? I'm like, you know what that is.
Yeah. In fairness, Backstreet Boys was one of the songs and every kid.
Thought it was NSYNC.
Yep.
But every kid did get it, or they had heard the song before at least, and I think only like one or two of them weren't able to name the title.
Yeah.
Because
see, now that, I'm terrible at titles and bands and stuff that way.
I'm usually really good at
But the ones they play on those usually are like really popular things.
Cause like the only ones that they played that were even kind of obscure were, they played some one hit wonders. Like they did, Lou Bega's Mamba Number 5.
tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Worst fucking song ever. And I get up again, you're never gonna keep me down.
Yeah.
Pissing the night away. Yeah. If you like the song, just repeat what I just said about 50 times.
And that's the song. Yeah. That's accurate.
I hate that song.
The best
I'm not a fan.
Who let the dogs out?
They did, yeah, who let the dogs out.
No one knows Baha Men.
I got so sick of that song.
I knew Baha Men.
That's the only song you knew by them.
I mean, I prefer.
Yes, I don't know if they did any other songs.
They did one other song, but I can't remember what it was. There was another like kind of popular, but I prefer Will Ferrell as Robert Goulet singing Baha Man.
Yes,
who let those tiny mutts go?
I prefer Will Ferrell as Robert Goulet doing Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
Not gonna sing that part.
Please don't.
That was
please
the,
don't.
The kids kept
your
saying,
hands
like,
up. "You're a true player."
The kids were like, oh, yeah, Weird Al did a cover of that.
That actually made me kind of happy.
A lot.
Because they did, none of them knew Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
But they knew Amish Paradise.
One of them knew Amish Paradise.
How do you not know Gangster's Paradise? Where have we come as a society where we no longer know Gangster's Paradise?
None of them knew In the Club by 50 Cent. That's actually what brought that up.
That's fine.
That's how my nickname
was. Just that song was everywhere.
Is that the one that's like, ding, ding?
Because it was it's your birthday.
Oh yeah,
it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Yeah,
it's all right. I heard it on the way over. Tell them it's your birthday. Then say you don't give a fuck. It's your birthday.
Yeah. So no, they didn't know what it. None
they
of them
didn't
knew that.
Know Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
Oh,
they killed me.
They didn't know Get Low.
I don't know Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
You have absolutely heard
You've
that
heard
song.
It.
What? Sing it
Mr.
a little bit.
Mr. Jones and me.
You've absolutely heard the song. They didn't know Lil Jon Get Low.
What?
Yeah.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
My God, what have we done? I'm trying to think. What are some of the other ones that none of them knew? None of them knew Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
What?
No.
None of them.
No. They thought Avril Lavigne was country.
What? That was hilarious.
Yes. And okay. Complicate started playing, and they're thinking the
country
pop country.
Stuff?
Like, because of the pop. What?
Steven.
Yeah. Little Steven. Taylor Swift. Yeah. Let me just flip this table real quick out of range.
Which actually, and Hunter brought this up in that legendary chat, because I played it for them, too. And I showed them the video. Hunter brought up, you know what? That would absolutely top the charts of any country station right now if that was released today. If Complicated by Avril Lavigne. And then they showed them pictures of what Avril Lavigne looked like back then.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course that's what she looked like. Cause so many girls when I went to school, they started doing that whole tank top and tie thing.
Yep.
That happened.
Yep.
That was a hot look.
It was.
And then, if we can get on a tangent about Avril Lavigne real quick, I didn't like Avril Lavigne. And then she put out the song Nobody's Home. And then, she's in this nice dress, and it's this really serious song, and everybody was like, I still remember the day that it came out, and all the big, magazines were going, Avril Lavigne finally grew up. You had to grow up sometime. She ditched the tie, and she's grown up. The next single from her next album, Girlfriend.
I like that song.
Do you like Hello Kitty?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here right now. That is the worst song.
I'm not saying it's a good song, but it's catchy.
It's catchy, yeah.
Somewhere, Cody just had an aneurysm.
Man, there are so many of them that I'm just like, how do you not know this? Because, most of them didn't know, none of them knew Green Day's Basket Case.
No!
That's not true. One of them knew Basket Case.
You're going to make me cry.
That's because every other band that played, they thought was Green Day or Fall Out Boy.
Oh, yeah. If they played punk. Jesus. Yeah, if they played a punk song or any kind of alternative or even some stuff that wasn't even close, they would guess Fall Out Boy or Green Day every time. At least one of them would.
And then there was one, and they're like, Beyonce. Wasn't maybe she was in another band?
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child?
They're like,
they did
was
not know
she?
Destiny's
and
Child.
Then she was her own, or
before she was Queen
they,
Bee.
They also did not know Fergie was in Black Eyed Peas, and they didn't know Gwen Stefani was in No Doubt.
Yeah,
the look you're giving me right now—that's the look I was giving them.
I feel so old now.
No, don't feel old.
They're
just uncultured.
Dumb.
Yeah,
right. There was
it's that ADD culture that we've got now.
One of the funnier ones. So they played Nickelback in the 2000s.
Which song?
How You Remind Me.
And so none of them, like I say, none of them, like two or three of them knew the song and artist. But the funny thing was, a lot of them at the end of it were like, you know, I kind of like this song. Yeah. And then they said, like, all right, the song is How You Remind Me by Nickelback. And, like, the couple of them freaked out, like, Nickelback? No! Oh, it was really funny. They're like, I kind of like this. And then they found out it was Nickelback.
So good.
I stand by that. I like Nickelback.
The one chick was just like, I don't care if you hate me. I like Nickelback. Yep. I'm going to go home and listen to Nickelback.
That girl was awesome, though.
She was.
But, no, like, I've always said and I maintain, Nickelback, every album they release, they have at least two songs that I like, and the rest of it is complete garbage. Like, every album.
Yeah.
But the songs that are good are really good.
That's true.
They're so catchy.
I like that album with Photograph and whatnot.
I like the song Photograph.
Uh-huh. Photograph is a good song.
That was a good album.
I liked a lot of that album.
That was probably the last thing I ever listened to. They had a killer song called Side of the Bullet by, it was originally, I think, a Pantera song, but it was right before they wrote it before Dimebag Darrell died. So Nickelback did it with Pantera kind of as a tribute. That's a good song. Like, Nickelback does good music.
Huh.
Fuck, Nickelback does good music. I don't care what anyone says.
Like, they have, like I said, it's really weird.
But that's like almost every band. Almost every band I can think of, I'll go, yeah, there's like three songs I love and then the album's okay.
I mean,
there's very few albums I can listen to entirely.
There are quite a few albums I can listen to all the way through.
Jesse and I agree that we can listen to Coheed and Cambria the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to their entire discography backwards and forwards.
Yeah, every song feels good.
Yeah.
But then take like the Imagine Dragons.
Radioactive.
Radioactive, It's Time, and Demons. Those are the three songs I love the most. I can't tell you another song from that album.
Except Radioactive, I really started to dislike.
Because of Defiance?
Because it got played so much.
Because of Defiance, because of GameStop. We had, and Mandy, I don't know if I've told you this before, back when I worked at GameStop, they had the trailer for Defiance, the game.
Which is an awesome trailer the first time.
It was an awesome trailer the first time. 2 years later, it was not an awesome trailer. I don't understand why that never got taken off, but for 2 years, we were playing Defiance videos. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. Well, it wasn't quite 2 years, like a year and a half.
Is that what made you hate Defiance?
I know, because I remember you and I loved playing Defiance.
I know. We were top dog. Remember, we legitimately, like...
Every time, like, 1-2 finish, like, on the, like, any of the world events and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, man, that brings back memories. That game was
just cruising around in that Dodge Charger. That was a lot of fun.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. You're getting nostalgic.
It was a really fun MMO. Yeah. But anyway, I slowly started to hate that song because I loved that song when I first heard it.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to the rest of their stuff. I'm like, what is the rest of this?
Oh, they had other songs?
Because it was so, like, their stuff, all the rest of their stuff is so different from Radioactive.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even close to similar.
I really like It's Time and Demons. Those are really good songs.
Yeah. Demons is really good. It's Time is okay. But yeah, like, it wasn't, I was looking for more Radioactive when I was listening to the rest of that album, and that is definitely not what I got. So I was a little confused.
Well, you know what the lesson is.
What's that?
Don't watch React videos.
No, these...
I hate them.
I mean, I don't like the rest of their React videos. Like I said, this was a did you know.
Yeah. It's
like,
and half the time really I watch those to see if I know what they're doing.
Is it the Fine Brothers? Is what their names are? The Fine Brothers?
Yeah.
They've made so much money off the most basic concept.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations to them, I guess. But I think the one that killed me was when they had like the Game Boy and the kids are like, what is this? And they're looking at it. I'm like, fuck you. I know what an 8-track player is. I know what a record player is.
To be fair, a couple of those little kids, they gave them like a cassette tape Walkman and they figured it out. The rotary phone was hilarious because they were trying to push the buttons without actually doing the rotary.
That's what's
part.
Wrong with America. That's not a funny like reaction video. That's borderline mental retardation.
No. Back to the Game Boy. On one of those videos was like, do you know this video game theme? And they knew Mario. It's like one of the only ones they all knew. This bitch was like, I love Mario. I play it on my Game Boy SP all the time. Your SP, bitch!
And they played the theme.
I'm going to flip the tablet over.
Because, they played the original, like, 8-bit theme from Super Mario Bros.
The song everyone knows?
Yeah.
Because that's the one they played, and she pulled, like, she thought of her Game Boy Advance SP. That's so retro. I had it on my SP. I took that everywhere.
Oh, I could have bought it.
And there was also a bunch of them, like, they played Legend of Zelda in that one, too.
Yeah, most of them knew it.
Yeah, most of them knew that one, except when I say most of them knew it, they're like, man, this sounds like, you know, it's really Legend of Zelda-esque.
Yeah.
Because I guess they didn't know that Legend of Zelda came out in the 80s.
They all knew Sonic. I think a lot of them knew Sonic.
Yeah, well, less of them than I would have liked.
Yeah.
Wait, let's, oh, Sonic.
Yeah.
And then, like, comments were like, see, that just shows that Mario is more iconic than Sonic. And I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, it's... Ooh. More, yeah.
That's a whole show right there. Yeah. Mario versus Sonic.
I mean, I will say I liked Sonic more, but Mario, I would say, is probably more iconic.
I never really had a lot of access to a Genesis growing up, so...
I liked
but
Mario
they had
more.
The Sonic and Tails Adventure, they had TV shows, though, too.
Oh, one of the best.
My brother watched them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the
I
best
wasn't into
morning
it
cartoons
much.
Was Sonic.
And then he'd give you his little helpful
with Julia White.
At the end.
Yes, would you? I guess I thought you were going to say Sonic X. No. Just to bring that back on Mandy.
I don't remember.
But no, like, I
also
say,
like Sonic 2.
If you give me Mario 1 through 3 versus Sonic 1 through 3, I prefer the Sonic series.
Oh, same.
I thought Sonic was more fun.
If you put Sonic 1 through 3 versus Mario 1 through 3, that's a good fight. If you put Mario past 1, 2, 3 versus anything Sonic put out after that, it's a much more one-sided fight.
No. Not entirely true. There have been some great Sonic games, like the Sonic
Agreed.
Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2.
Yes.
Both of those games were really good.
Yes. Sonic
like
Generations.
The two games you picked were just Sonic, two games next to each other.
Yeah. Sonic Generations is good.
Yeah, but come on, Mario Galaxy, Mario World.
No, I'm not saying that... Every game, like, Mario was more consistently great, for sure.
That's true. Mario never put out, I would say Mario has never put out a bad Mario game.
Are we gonna make Sunshine. This the show?
I've never played it.
I'm about to
I did not like it.
Swear to God, I've never played Mario Sunshine. That's the only Mario I've never played.
It was not fun.
But Sonic will always have put out Sonic 06.
And I know, yeah.
That will always be on Sonic's record.
And those really, really shitty games. Like, Mikey has Sonic and the Black Knight.
Oh, yeah. Sonic and the Black Knight.
Sonic
and the Golden Rings or whatever.
Yeah.
And then what was the one, Sonic Unleashed?
Yes, where he was a werehog.
Oh,
which just, that
and
word
that
makes
show,
no sense.
And Sonic Boom is a terrible show. And
Sonic Boom was a terrible game. The show's been really popular.
Mike,
though.
The new ones on, the game on the DS aren't bad. Sonic
but,
Boom.
But no, now Sonic's making a comeback. Cause they got Sonic Mania coming out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which looks really good. Awesome. And then there's a new 3D Sonic too. So, what I don't understand is why did they never make a Sonic and Mario game together now that Nintendo and Sega can work together? Now I know he's in Smash Brothers and I know he's in
Olympics,
but could you imagine like
a Mario Sonic team up?
Yeah. It's like a left to right side scroller. Yeah.
That would actually be really fun.
Where you could like tag in and out.
Yeah.
Well, you could tag in and out. There may be some puzzles you have to use as Sonic and some you have to use as Mario and they team up.
Because Sonic's
never
been able to
fly. Some you need to jump better and some you need to run.
Because they have their sidekicks. They don't want to be sidekicks with each other. One of them has to be the sidekick.
Maybe their sidekicks get kidnapped.
And they have to rescue them together.
But I love Tails.
I know, that's why they gotta save him.
No, Tails is dead.
No.
They skinned him. He's a hat now.
Oh, you just broke Mandy.
No, he's fine. He's fine. He has three tails now. No! Ah! She's attacking me.
You put that on the universe, and that's
we
not
have
okay
a
for
moment
Mandy.
Moment of silence for that actually.
Tails is not dead, Mandy.
I know, but
Miles Prower lives.
Okay.
The saddest time was when it took me until I was like 29, 30 before I realized that Miles Prower was Miles per hour, and I felt so dumb.
But yeah, no, like
I love him.
It's one of those things. Like you were correct. That Mario put out a lot more good games than Sonic, for sure. But I don't think it's completely one-sided if you compare, like, game by game. Because Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 was amazing.
Yes.
Like,
it was the ones that was on the Game Boy.
Dreamcast. Oh.
That was Generations. That was Adventure Rush.
Was it? Because that one was really good, too.
Or was it just Sonic Rush?
I think it was Sonic Rush. There was ones on the Game Boy that were side-scrollers that were really good as well.
Yeah.
It's like whenever they stick to the formula, it goes well.
Well, Sonic Adventure wasn't a side-scroller.
No.
It was a 3D one, right?
Yeah.
On Dreamcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
But wasn't that the only good 3D one they ever made was the Adventure series?
I think that's the only ones they made.
Well, 06.
Well, they made Sonic 3D Blast on the Genesis.
I had that too.
I liked it.
It was...
True story.
And there was a Sonic CD, right? Sonic CD.
But that was 2D, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was of Sonic 3D. I think it was called Flicky's Revenge or something like that. And as a kid, I saw what I wanted to see. And on the cover, it was all in capitals. So I saw Fucky's Revenge. And I wonder how they got away with that.
I think the Sonic games are way more fun.
I never found the character Fucky.
In Sonic games, like in Adventure, you had the Chows, which is the most cutest things in the world and fun.
I will say that, all right, the character Sonic himself, like visually especially, I much prefer how Sonic has evolved visually than Mario. I prefer Mario 1, 2, and 3 Mario, where he's hand-drawn.
Yeah.
It's more charming than this new 3D
blob.
Yeah, I don't like him. Whereas Sonic looks so much cooler now than he did back then. Because back then, he was just a fat little hedgehog. He needed to run.
Yeah, he really did.
He needed to work that fat off.
No, he needed to work those chili dogs off.
Yeah, chili dogs, Jesse. Whereas the Mario Brothers were addicted to, like, marinara. That's not fucking racist.
Ragu.
No, they couldn't say ragu. Because that was a name brand.
Well, I mean, it is a name brand, but it's also just a type of sauce.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ragu sauce? I always thought that was just the brand.
It is a brand for sure, but that's also
a style.
I remember the Mario Brothers cartoon. There was an episode where Koopa was Count Dracula. He was Count Koopula.
Count Koopula.
And he drank marinara. Like, oh. Aww. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That show was
really funny.
That was a bad show.
But yeah, like I probably liked Mario 64 more than Sonic Adventure 1. Probably.
Nope.
It's really, really tough because Sonic
64
Adventure
was so good.
It was. Mario 64 was amazing,
and you wouldn't have had
Sonic
Adventure. Yeah, but you wouldn't have Sonic Adventure without Mario 64. Mario 64 was the first 3D platformer. It set the bar.
It made it so I couldn't play Mario even more.
And the 64 gave us the analog stick for the first time.
And you had its near identical clone, the Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Had the exact same gameplay style and the exact same controls.
Even almost the same art style.
Sonic
even.
Sonic only exists because of Mario, because the guy was just like, Mario's cool, but it's not fast enough.
God, what was his original name? Mr. Needle Mouse.
No.
Was it Needle Mouse?
I don't know.
No, seriously. Before he was Sonic the Hedgehog, his name
was
Mr. Needle
Mouse. Yeah, it wasn't a hedgehog, but I don't think it was Needle Mouse.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, shit. I need that book that Justin has on Sonic. That's where I read it all in.
It is indeed Mr. Needle Mouse.
Is it?
Yes.
Mr. Needle Mouse. What a I'm guessing that was a really poor, like, Japanese translation. And it's fine. It sounds fine in Japanese.
Well, could you imagine an American boardroom and they're like, okay, we need a character to go up against Mario. This Nintendo is killing us. Mr.
Sure,
Needle Mouse?
I'm pretty sure they didn't come
that
up
is
with
the dumbest
hedgehog
fucking name I've ever heard in my life.
Well, they name him in Japanese. Like, oh, that sounds really cool. So what does that translate to? Mr. Needle Mouse. I was going to try to do an accent. I was like, no, it's going to be super racist.
Mr. Needle Mouse and the Magical Honorable Adventure.
You know? I was like, no, that's not, that sounds terrible.
Lindsay, do you know what Mario's name was before he was Mario?
Jumpman.
It was Jumpman.
I had to think for a second.
Before that, it was Fat Italian Plumber. That was the actual translation from Japan.
That can't be true.
No.
Edward Pac-Man was Puck-Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I only know that
Donkey Kong.
Because...
No.
A lot of kids knew Donkey Kong Country in that react.
Oh, yeah. They did do that because they didn't know it until it got to like the kind of jungle beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of them didn't know Mortal Kombat.
On the Genesis.
The original Mortal Kombat theme for the Genesis.
They didn't know Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles either.
Bullshit. Which turtles?
The original Turtles on NES.
Oh, the side scroll, the bad one?
Yeah.
Quote unquote? Okay.
Which, in fairness,
but the music is still good.
I love that game. The music is still good, and the game is fun, if not, you know, like, horrifically challenging.
Oh, you don't play it to beat it. You just play it to play as Turtles.
Yeah. That game would have been amazing had Turtles 2 the arcade game not come out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, because that set the standard for all beat 'em ups after that, pretty much.
And then Turtles in Time, oh, my God. Turtles.
Obliterated.
Just
the side
killed
beat 'em up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That and Battletoads. Boy, did I love it. But yeah, so
that's a hot beat.
So yeah, they didn't get Ninja Turtles. And to be fair, like, I didn't, like, it sounded so familiar when they started playing the NES Turtles theme. It sounded
so familiar
to me. Oh, so they
were just playing the music.
Yeah, they weren't showing, like, anything on the screen. It was just the theme. And it was all 8-bit because it was the NES.
Was the Turtles theme the dun 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 dun? Yeah, I still remember it.
I was about to say, see, Shannon would have done really well.
Oh, yeah. I got mad.
Because, yeah, I was sitting there like, oh, my God, I know this. I know this. What is it? And, yeah, I couldn't get it.
The Mortal Kombat one guy. I knew it because Pat and I played it a lot. Because I died by Scorpion every
Was it also music for Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, it's just the beginning music of all the games, like the title music.
Like, dun, 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 dun,
yeah. I feel like, Lindsay, we need to play this game.
Mm-hmm. I want
to. Oh, no, I would love to play the do you know, like, okay, I know you guys hate the React Channel, but something else they do is staffed face-offs, and they do, like, movie themes or different songs, and they play, like, the first, second, and two of them face-off.
See, I didn't like that.
Those.
Well, they did one video, and it was supposed to be video games, and it ended up being cartoons. Like, they lied in the title, and it literally played 1 second.
Uh-huh. But then they go, like, if you can't get it on the first one, then they give you 3 seconds, and they'll go up to 15 seconds, and if you haven't got after that.
I think it's mostly care to see every team do it.
I don't like those games where it goes, just like, are you ready?
That's what they got the Flintstones right off the bat, though.
But yeah, one thing I don't like, the ones where it's like timed, and you're trying to face off, because I feel like with a lot of that stuff, it's going to be really one-sided one way or the other between a lot of the crew here.
Yeah.
Because if they start doing like 90s Nickelodeon,
bing!
I am on that.
I'm out.
Then
I'm out.
To me.
Yeah. But I was going to more say between me and Shannon. Like, me and Shannon were the ones that had to face off. Like, they hit us with 90s Nickelodeon. Yeah.
I wouldn't do well, yeah.
But, you guys,
but we give wrestling themes and.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well, that's why would we do wrestling?
I don't know.
To mess with Dalton.
But you guys. You guys could be team captains, and then you'll pick people and have a giant night. We could even live stream that shit.
That actually would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I know if we do, like.
Team.
You give
team.
Me Disney, it's me.
I'm good on.
Well, anybody look at me. I don't know.
Because you organize everything.
Do
all
I get
the
to.
Time.
All right, if I get to pick mine, okay, if we do. Everything else?
Movies?
Well, yeah, because I was trying to think of, like, movies, something that they could play. Like, I know you would beat the crap out of all of us in original video game themes.
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of video game music.
I know you would beat us there. Because I was trying to think of a way to incorporate movies. Because I made the mistake back when me and Shannon first started hanging out. Me and Kevin Schenkelberg, the powers that be, we worked with Shannon.
Off in Ireland right now, by the way.
Off in Ireland.
Congratulations.
We're jealous.
Really jealous. He and I thought that we were hot stuff when it comes to movies. Because in fairness, Kevin and I know a lot about movie trivia. We've seen a lot of movies. We know a lot of actors, etc. We know a lot about movies. So we thought, you know, like, we were unbeatable here. And then we mentioned that to Shannon. It's like, oh, really? Well, we've got this brand new Xbox 360, like, movie trivia buzz game.
Yeah.
Let's hang out and play. Shannon and Bob, because it was Shannon and Bob versus me and Kevin.
Yeah.
They completely slaughtered us.
Plus, it doesn't help that this one over here reads really freaking fast.
I mean, he is just, I also read pretty quick when it comes to, like, the trivia stuff, but the real problem is, like, Shannon is an encyclopedia of obscure movie knowledge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, like, if I ever need to know, like, hey, what actor did this do this in? And he's like, oh, yeah, he was in this, 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 and this. And in this one, he was in that with that. And he
My favorite one is when someone hasn't even got out the clue. They're like, oh, I'm trying to think. I saw this movie the other day. It had and then I'll say the movie, and they go, yeah. How did you do that?
Shannon knows movies.
Yeah, Shannon is, like, he is the guy for movie trivia.
So I need to bust out my old Planet Hollywood game. And we play that.
And we all lose to Shannon?
That's fine.
No, because then we should get, like, a new one and just mix all that shit together.
Well, what I'm saying is a lot of the Planet Hollywood games, it's not just trivia. It's like,
okay.
It's like name actors whose names begin with the letter S, and you have to, like, hit the stupid little thingy until the timer runs out.
Sylvester Stallone. Sorry, we playing?
No, that'd be like a Scattergories double point.
All right, I got it. Yeah. I got it. We'll take 5 or 6 or 7 different trivias. We'll make it a gauntlet, called it Ultimate Trivia Master.
Okay.
We can do a Jeopardy-style thing.
But I'm really good at Jeopardy, though.
We're going to forget to do the in the form of a question.
All right.
You
think you're
Jeopardy.
So smart over there, don't you, Jesse? With your dango mustache.
That was one of my favorite games to play in school was Jeopardy, because I watched it with my dad every day.
We'll take you better for 200.
Ain't no bum covers.
The 1, penis mightier.
Swords.
It's S words. Swords begins with an S.
Suck it, Trevor.
We were talking about old games the other day. Allie doesn't know what Oregon Trail is.
What? You were trying to tell her about the card game you saw, weren't you?
She had no idea what the Oregon Trail was.
Damn
she
it,
doesn't
Allie.
Know about dying of dysentery?
I don't think she knows what dysentery is.
Damn it, Allie.
But to be fair,
Where's the World in Carmen Sandiego?
I used to watch that TV show.
Yes.
I too.
Okay,
I like
sleuths.
Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego. That version was good.
We had those war games, too. Damn it, Allie.
She spent all of her time watching puppy videos. Because she grew up during the cat YouTube
I'm
area.
I'm pretty sure I played Oregon Trail in school,
too. Yep, yeah. We did.
We did, yeah,
I was
sure.
Forced to play
we
Oregon Trail.
We played Oregon Trail and Math Blasters.
In fact, I still remember when I was a kid, I didn't want to play Oregon Trail, so I sat there and read my Jurassic Park novel.
Because you didn't want to shoot stick figure deer?
No, because I was really obsessed with Jurassic Park.
That too.
So I read the novel. That was one of the only times that I saw the movie after I read the novel. So the whole movie, I'm like, mm-mm.
No.
He ain't even supposed to die there.
I just imagine like 11-year-old Shannon like, mm-mm. That ain't right.
No, Malcolm don't supposed to live.
Malcolm don't supposed to live. That's because he was reading a book instead of studying grammar.
Yeah. You fail English?
Yeah, that's impossible.
I think it could be fun if we did like a trivia master thing and recorded.
That'd be fun.
We've said, how many times have we said we're going to do like a super fight?
Oh,
we're gonna
yeah.
do,
oh, yeah.
We're going to do that werewolf game.
Oh, that werewolf. That I do want to play werewolves. That game is so much fun.
We have Choking Hazard, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun.
Choking Hazard, not choking, joking.
I thought he said joking.
No, he said choking.
Choking Hazard's my game. That's when we whip Tanner's pants off and never mind.
What?
Oh, no.
Never mind.
No.
What?
We don't talk about that game in
Bring
public.
Back the rain.
That's like a drop in the bucket right there. Stick your balls in my mouth.
No. That's a different video.
That caught Mandy off guard.
Mandy.
It's like she's never heard that before.
That's because she can picture the bucket now walking around with that smile on his face.
You killed her. She's done.
That's one game we luckily didn't have growing up.
You didn't have Mr. Bucket?
No. We had Fleas on Fred, though, and that thing was noisy.
Fleas on Fred?
It was this really goofy-looking dog with these giant plastic neon-colored fleas, and the dog would, like, vibrate around the floor, and you'd have to, like, pick the fleas off of it.
It's like a dog version of Operation?
Kind of.
But with exercise involved.
I mean, I had that in real life, because I had a dog.
So did we.
Did he have neon fleas?
Yeah, neon fleas. Well, because my dad smoked a lot.
Were his fleas the size of silver dollars?
Well, I mean, you remember where we lived?
Fair enough.
There's some big fleas.
I think those are called ticks.
Yeah, my dog would get some pretty big.
Remember
ticks.
The first time you heard the word chigger?
Yeah, I had no clue what you were talking about.
She thought
about.
I was just being racist.
Yeah, I was about to say she had no idea that was a real thing.
It's always funny to talk to
I
people
didn't
that
either.
Yeah, the people that don't know what chiggers are because you're both from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And chiggers, I don't like saying that word anymore.
We'd be playing outside, like, by the creek and stuff, and they'd be like, yeah, you might have got a chigger. And I was like,
a what?
Nah, dude, I ain't racist.
What? What the hell is that?
Yeah, because I want to say there is another word for it.
Words you never thought we would say on Podzilla 1985. Chiggers.
Berry bugs.
Berry bugs!
I don't
bugs.
Know what that is either.
I didn't know what a honeysuckle was.
Okay, that I know.
I didn't know what that was. And that you could drink them.
Yeah.
Trumbiculidae. They're a family of mites.
Ew.
And they are best known as chiggers. Two widely recognized definitions of chigger.
You guys wouldn't know the real name, redneck motherfuckers.
Please tell me that you're not going to keep reading it, and then it turns out there's a like racist reason for the name chiggers.
Not from the brief Wikipedia article.
Like
I
the
saw
first
here.
Person that ever had the bugs was like half Chinese and half black.
What?
Oh no, that's not okay.
No comments.
This also, is why I got kicked out of group chat.
From the looks of it,
I left purposely. It's my fault.
Oh, never mind. That is just something similarly named. It's not okay. Yeah, no, I have no idea what the etymology of chigger is. But,
stop saying chigger.
But
like,
it's
to
also
me, this is
okay.
Like Fushnikins with Asa. Like, stop saying it.
So for people out there that maybe aren't from around here that have no idea, you may have heard of berry bugs, harvest mites, red bugs, scrub itch mites.
Scrub itch.
And
are we naming off really obscure Pokemon
that's
now?
Like
scrub itch mite.
That's the most redneck name you could have come
up with. But yeah, no, because they are awful. Like if you get chiggers, because you don't get just one.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you get berry bugs, is that better? If you get berry bugs, you don't get just one.
You get itchy.
And you, oh God,
you real
is it
itchy. I couldn't go out in the grass with like shorts on because I was afraid of getting chiggers. I'll say it. Chiggers.
Because every time I said it, you looked at me weird.
Also, we had roly-polies, not pill bugs.
Pill bugs, yeah.
Yeah, we also. Roly-polies till I die.
We also called them roly-polies.
Yeah, well, you didn't know what a woolly worm was until.
Is that just a caterpillar?
It's the little fuzzy brown and black ones.
Yeah. Is that a caterpillar?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so.
This is a new one for me,
it's
too.
It's a specific caterpillar.
Yeah, it's the black one.
I hit a dog on the way over here.
No.
That's a true story.
I still feel that the dog hit us.
The dog. All right, so we're driving, and as we're driving to get to the show, it's a black dog, too, at night, where there's no light. So I look over and I just see this form coming at me and I'm like, he's not going to keep walking. Yeah, he is. So I swerve right really, really hard and hit the brakes and I don't hit the dog, but then I hear a thump on the side of my car.
The dog just walks into your
car? Yeah, he walked into my car. I look behind me. He ran off. I'm like, okay, well, he's alive. But yeah, he just walks into the side of the car.
He might be blind.
Yeah. And that dog's name was Ray Charles.
No.
Reincarnated.
No.
Stevie Wonder.
Shannon, please.
It wasn't good.
Stevie Rover.
Stevie Rover?
No. I will not. No. I will not give you it.
I got, that's all the names I got. All
right.
Good.
Yeah. Keep talking. I'll think of some more.
But no, yeah. What even brought that up? Chiggers. Oh, yeah. The stuff that Lindsay didn't know about when she moved here.
Yeah.
She called soda pop.
It's pop.
It's soda.
It's a Pittsburgh, soda, but Eastern Pennsylvania thing.
It's also a Colorado thing.
Yes, but it's pop.
It's a dumb white person thing.
Did I ever tell you guys the story of the first time I called pop soda in Colorado?
Did they burn you at the stake?
They didn't, but it was really funny because, okay, so here's what happened. After school, I was waiting on my parents to pick me up and I wanted to get a soda from one of the vending machines. So I went over there, put my money in it, and ate it. So, at this point, I sounded a whole lot like Tanner. I actually used to have a really thick Southern accent. I moved to Colorado from New Madrid.
I've been told I still have one.
I mean, hear it as much anymore.
I never
heard it.
I think that everybody in this area has a little bit of one.
Well, you've heard my cousin Ryan.
I have.
Because,
yeah, he still does. Ryan.
Hey, Bubba.
Having lived in California.
And he lives in California, yeah.
Yeah. And before that, didn't he live in Chicago?
Chicago, yeah.
And it's really weird that he has retained the accent that long, because I lost the accent really quick living in Colorado. I don't know why, but my mom still has a really thick accent.
I had an ex-girlfriend who lived in Wisconsin, and she used to make fun of my accent. Like, my God, you sound so country. But she had that Wisconsin accent.
Yeah.
And, like, I was annoyed by it. The Wisconsin accent is one of the most annoying accents. Everyone sounds like Bobby's mom from Bobby's World. And I hated it.
I mean, yeah, that's because that's where they're from.
Oh, don't you know?
No, see, I always hate, like, the Northeastern accents. Not Pennsylvania, but, like, the Bostons and, like, certain boroughs in New York. Just, oh, God, I hate that accent. It's just grinding.
I also
Women from Boston in particular have their own special breed of it. I think it's the same thing with Wisconsin.
I also hate Irish accents on women because they always, I don't know why, like Becky Lynch in wrestling, she has that.
See, I really like it.
Nah, it's too much. Also, you can have the really cute Australian accent or the really obnoxious one.
That's what my stepfamily has.
Which one?
The really obnoxious
one. Well, unfortunate, because a cute Australian accent is just adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like my stepmom and my stepbrother, obviously they're
English
were,
is the, or England same way, British, yeah. Just by the way, yeah.
Oh yeah, because there are parts of Britain where that accent is awful. But
freshen
yeah, so
your drink, Governor.
please no.
Sorry.
So yeah, my stepfamily is from Australia. A little known fact about Jesse here: my dad married, like, met her online. She came to the States. They got deported because they didn't know how visas worked. And so my dad's over there now. I have family in Australia.
Get him over here for that wall.
No, God.
No.
No. Well, the ban's lifted.
That's
now,
on the other side.
So they can come back. I think.
It's on the other side.
They also have that new travel ban.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also shot down today.
Yes. I saw that.
Blocked by, I think, Hawaii.
Yeah. I was very happy about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the first time I met them, because I was kind of excited because I was like, oh, cool, new accent. And they had this just awful, thick Australian accent. And, like, I never got used to either of them. There were a lot of words they used that I didn't get. One in particular that was kind of interesting. Okay, so you have a variety of shoe. Typically, it just has a rubber strap on top, and it's just kind of like a rubber sole. What do you call those?
Crocs?
Flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
Thongs.
Sandals.
In Australia, flip-flops. Sandals works. In Australia, thongs. They are called thongs.
I hear that here, though.
I hear people say that, too.
I've never heard that nope. For a shoe.
And the only reason I knew that was because I saw an interview with, I think it was Heather Graham, years ago, when she was dating Heath Ledger. And she was, like, visiting his family. And they kept talking about her wearing thongs. And it was like, freaking her out.
Yeah, because so the first time I ever heard this, it was my stepbrother asked me to pass him his thong. So, 13-year-old Jesse, knowing what thong underwear is,
yeah,
very confused. Hand you your what?
The Blue Oyster theme played, and you got really awkward.
That happened. Well, Cisco started playing. Was that
the thong song?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Anyway, so they had just atrocious accents, and
God.
Boy, did I dislike both
now you got
of them.
Me back to music. You got me thinking about the thong song.
Thong, 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 thong.
I hated that. I hated that song, too.
Everyone did.
I personally blame that song for, like, the rise in thong usage. Because there for a while, thongs were, like, really hot. Like, whenever I saw a girl
kind
and you
fading
could,
fading
like,
away.
Yeah, because before you would see a girl and you would see, like, her thong or whatever, and you'd be like, oh, wow, look at that.
The whale tail.
Yeah. But now
that's what they call it.
Now it's so trashy. And thongs are so overplayed. It's like, could you wear normal underwear, maybe?
Yeah. It's way more comfortable.
And see, that was the thing.
Lindsay, like, remember Supergirl?
Yeah.
You had that. Never mind. It was like fishing line. And it was...
The G string.
This is the G string.
There's a difference.
Lindsay, could you tell us your experiences with the G string? Did you like it? The look I'm getting means no. And also stop talking about it.
Or... Could have been because of you.
What's that?
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
What? No, I don't mind the G string.
She was inferring that you were the reason that she didn't like wearing it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when I used to wear it.
No.
Because it was my G string. That's the funny part.
It was a banana terrifying. Hammock is what they call that.
Yeah. Well, for mine, it's more like a Vienna sausage.
it's definitely a thing that's disappeared. But I do remember back when I was in middle school, that was the big thing. If you ever saw the elusive whale tail, that was there. I mean, it was sexy.
That just means you need to pull up your damn pants.
Yeah,
accurate.
The whale tail never turned me on. Lita in wrestling had it, and when she would wrestle, she had it was like up to almost her ribs. Not
but
sexy.
That's what Dennis wants you to do. You got to buy them Patty's thongs.
And in fairness, like if it was on purpose like that, like where they were actively showing off their underwear, like that I didn't like. But it was just...
If it was a peak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peak. Well, that's underwear in general. With like dudes and women, if you catch a glimpse of something you're not supposed to see, then it's hot because it sparks the imagination.
But it's just flat out hanging out because your pants are around your freaking knees.
So here's my idea for men's clothes. So you have the shirts that show off like the cleavage, the breasts, right? And you have pants that are low rise.
No, I know where you're going. No, just stop.
No, you see the top of the dick. Just the top of the shaft.
You've seen that picture, haven't you?
Is there a picture? Did someone steal my idea?
Yeah. I've seen the picture on the internet. It's like if people design guys' clothes like they do women's clothes.
Yeah, you would just see the top of the penis.
Yeah, because basically...
Like the dick
cleavage. They gave them crotch cleavage is what they called it.
The dick cleavage, yeah.
Speaking of all that shit, this random like person just freaking followed me on Instagram that has all kinds of pictures of that.
Put
shit.
The person on blast, Miss Anonymity. It says you're married, but judging from these pictures,
all those pictures, like how odd is that? That would follow me after.
I mean, I get like two or three of those a week.
Yeah, I got one
like,
the other day.
But this is a real person.
That's a real person.
No, like this looks like a legitimate model because I have a couple like models that, and this is gonna sound so douchey, but I have a couple models that I know, like Christine Adams, who I interviewed for Blogzilla years ago, and we remain friends, who do nude pictures like this. But I don't know this person, but they're very nude.
I was about to say, take your phone back. He's holding it for real long.
Well, you know, you think I was looking at the naked women, but I was actually just admiring a phone that's not shattered.
It's got a crack in it.
Yeah, it does have a crack.
Have you seen mine, Mandy?
In the back. Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it works.
It is functional.
It's like every time I look at it, I feel like Stone Cold's coming out.
But now that,
Happy 316 day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You managed to bring it up.
Yeah.
But anyway, like let's move away from women's underwear.
Well, we got like 2 minutes left, so.
Oh, good.
No. Yeah, we stalled long enough.
I feel like at one point I was in the middle of a story that I never finished.
You were in the middle of like four stories.
Australian accents, thongs, what they call people.
Before that.
Robert Goulet, no, Chiggers,
Disney Afternoon,
oh,
Soda
no.
Pop.
Oh, that's
oh,
the one.
Colorado.
That's the one that I hadn't finished. Okay, so I was waiting on my parents. I got soda. It ate my money. Like it didn't give me the soda. So I went to the vice principal and I told him like, hey, so the soda machine ate my money. I was wondering if you know I could get like if you guys have a key or something like that, or give me like an extra 50 cents. And he just the look he gave me was like I was speaking a foreign language. And again, thick accent at the time too.
Can you give us your best impersonation of it?
I could try like. All right, so vending machine ate my money. I was wondering if I could get, my change back, or just a soda out of it. Like that'd be great. It was something
along those
lines.
If you talk like that now, I wouldn't talk to you. You wouldn't be on the show.
What?
In fairness, like I don't know. It probably wouldn't have sounded like that because whenever I do that accent, I raise the pitch of my voice for some reason.
Was it deeper?
Well, no, because I was 13. But
so
no, my
I'm like hey.
Soda machine.
So it's rusty.
Soda machine ate my Pepsi.
I just wanted to get a Coke. But anyway, so he looks at me and like I was like, so I repeated myself. I was like, soda machine. I just pointed at it. I was like, soda machine ate money. Need soda.
Ooh, he carded good.
That was probably like my third explanation was like literally just like that. I was like, machine, ate money, need soda, because he wasn't saying anything. He was just looking at me like I was some sort of like exotic animal. And so he finally goes, oh, and then like gets a key and gets my soda out. I'm like, thank
Who
you.
Who doesn't know soda? I mean, even though I said pop, we knew soda.
Nobody said soda.
You just
soda
referred
there.
To it as pop.
The only pop I know is dirty pop.
Dirty pop.
So, yeah.
I know Pollo Pop.
That's a thing.
I prefer dirty pop. Mandy, do it again.
Dirty pop.
Dirty pop.
I don't know that.
It's insane.
Do you not know dirty pop?
I never paid attention to it.
Wow.
Surely she's
finally
one
Lindsay doesn't know.
So anyway, but yeah, that was my first experience. Up to that point, I had no idea. And I had lived there for nearly a year by this point. And I guess I had just gotten lucky with asking for a Pepsi or a Coke or a Mountain Dew. And so they knew exactly what I was talking about because I was asking for the brand. But yeah, or like, even in restaurants, like, what do you guys want to drink? They didn't ask if, you know, what
if
kind
you
of
want
pop
a soda. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they ask you what you drink and you say you want a Pepsi, they give you a Pepsi. If you say you want Mountain Dew, they give you Mountain Dew. If you say you want a Coke, they give you a pamphlet on why you should drink Pepsi.
The only place, right. Or there's certain places, if you say Coke, though, it means any soda.
I was about to bring that up.
There's certain old people that if you say Nintendo, that covers all games.
That's true. But, my grandma's from Alabama and, she actually, like, she would always ask for a Coke. And she would ask me to bring her a Coke. So I'd go to the refrigerator and I would grab her a Coke. And she's like, well, I wanted a Pepsi or I wanted a Mountain Dew or, you know,
said
some
Coke,
other. And I'm like,
right?
But you said Coke. I'm like, oh, wait. My grandma forgot that all the time.
But that never made sense to me because, okay, Coke, but there's like still four different things that Coke puts out. So how do I know what fucking Coke you're talking about?
Yeah, they just, Coke that, was their term for soda.
Yeah.
Like instead of pop
I
or
know,
soda.
I know, but
Coke.
Then like, what kind
of,
like.
Yeah, what kind of Coke do you want?
Zero? Do you want Diet Coke? Cherry Coke?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Crappy Coke.
Shrimp Coke.
Cause that was a legitimate cocktail thing. Like,
but like your grandma didn't say. That's what I'm saying. Like, just
yeah,
grab
no,
because
I could ask my grandma, because I think she just wanted like any kind of Pepsi and then or any kind of soda. So I could have brought her anything, and I think she was okay with what I brought her. She was like, I was kind of hoping you would bring me this. But there would be times where, like if she had multiple kinds, like she had cherry Coke or regular Coke in the fridge. So I'd ask her like, what kind of Coke do you want? And she's like, Dr. Pepper's fine. I was like, wait a minute.
I promise that someday when I'm older, now I'm not going to live to be that old, but if it happened, I'm going to have a fridge stocked full of different drinks, tea, soda, that stuff. And when someone asks me, what do you want? I'm just like, just give me a drink. And then always complain no matter what they bring back till they smarten up and they bring me one of everything.
I used to want to have Mountain Dew Voltage, Mountain Dew Live Wire, and then like whatever the other one was, and just be like, take a Mountain Dew. There's like six choices in there.
That
motherfuckers.
And then complain when they bring the wrong one.
Like,
so, I wanted LiveWire.
Son of a bitch, what are you doing?
True story, when I lived with Trevor, at one point our fridge was like that. We had Mountain Dew, Code Red.
That's what it was.
LiveWire and
Voltage
in there.
And
at
then
one
they
time.
Had Whiteout. They came up with
this
Whiteout.
This was before Whiteout. So.
Yeah, I didn't like Mountain Dew.
If I could go back and tell young Shannon anything, it would be like, stop drinking Pepsi, drink water. That would have been helpful. Stop
avoid
eating
Little
pizza.
Caesars.
Yeah.
That would have been the one.
Avoid. Don't let
Little Caesars even happen.
You're going to meet this guy, Jesse Kimball. He's going to want to hang out on Sundays and play video games and eat pizza. Don't do it.
To be fair, to you ate a lot of pizza before that.
Yeah. My mom used to get me DiGiorno's. Like I never, cause I lived out in the country in Illinois. So, I never got like Pizza Hut or anything like that. I had DiGiorno's when mom would go get them for me. And I would have a freezer stock, like seven DiGiorno's. And I'd eat like two or three a week. And probably the most hated moments of my life was when she would bring me home three meat. And I would have to open them up and pick off the sausages because they were so bad. So I'd be in there with a knife flipping them off the cold frozen pizza because I'm not eating them goddamn sausages.
Your throne of DiGiorno and I had Tostinos.
You want to know what I had for dinner sometimes? A piece of bread with barbecue sauce on it.
That was my favorite sandwich. I love barbecue sauce.
For some people, that was a snack. For me, that was dinner.
All right, what brand barbecue sauce did you use?
God. Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Yes! Yes! All right, that's it. We're out of here. In on a bullseye.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back Sunday. Please tell me you're going to at least mention, if you're not, I'm going to do it right now. You're going to mention the Disney six-pack coming out for PS4 and Xbox One.
Better.
Of course.
Oh, of course. So excited. All right, stay tuned for Nerd Up on Sunday. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back next week. Mandy.
Later.